and we replaced the whole setting of this princess cut diamond at our expense, but the quality of that setting and the finished job far exceeded what we could have done by building upon that existing setting.
She was absolutely over the moon with it. In fact, she picked it up in the morning, and that afternoon she came back. So that was the third time that she'd come. And honestly, and I went white. She walked in and I went, I thought, oh my God. But I did a kind of like half weak smile. And she said, it's okay. There's nothing wrong. I've just come back to do some shopping. Oh. And then she did a little bit of Christmas shopping here.
Exactly.
Welcome to the At The Bench podcast. Talks at the bench. Your hosts, Andrew and Louise, are passionate about business. So much so that they cannot stop talking about it. Out for a walk, over dinner, in the pub. So grab yourself your favourite drink, settle down, and join them for a chat after the cameras stop rolling.
So today we are talking about complaints.
Oh, I hate complaints.
I know, everybody does. Everybody does. But they are a fact of life, no matter how good you are, no matter how hard you try, somewhere along the line, you are going to end up having a complaint.
I'm the world's worst because I will complain.
You're a big complainer.
I do complain, and I don't like being on the receiving end of a complaint.
To be fair, you don't complain unnecessarily.
No.
You do complain when a complaint is to be made.
Yes.
But yes, you're not very good at accepting.
I'm the world's worst.
Complaints. But, I mean, some complaints seem trivial to us, but obviously to our customers and clients, it was serious enough to bring it to our attention.
Yes. Within our business, you are the expert on this.
Yeah. I've had some training in complaints management in healthcare, which I think has helped me in our industry. I think it's a different environment, isn't it? Because in healthcare, the complaints that we received are quite different.
And quite serious.
Yes. I mean, it's a different environment, isn't it?
Yes.
And I think the main difference is any complaints that we receive in this industry kind of feels a bit more personal.
I think within the dental industry, people can complain in different ways. They can complain about a waiting time.
Yeah.
Or they can complain about something far more serious, about the procedures and the way they feel and the way they've been seen to regarding mm-hmm. the dentist. So I think it's, complaints are serious, but within your dental industry, it could be a lot more serious. It could be life affecting.
Well, it's an intangible service, isn't it? So that becomes more difficult.
Yes. But within our industry, especially as my name is above the door, I do take a complaint personally.
Yes, absolutely.
I do. And this is the reason why we work well as a team. Whereas I take things very personally. But you have the training to not necessarily diffuse that, but to understand, don't you?
To be completely honest with you, virtually all of the complaints, and we don't have many.
Oh, hardly any.
Virtually all of the complaints that we've had, or well, actually, they don't even start as complaints. They start as perhaps comments or concerns, and we'll get onto that. But virtually all of the comments, complaints and concerns that we've had in the shop, I can see where they're coming from. Because people, I mean, one or two people do just want to complain, don't they?
Yeah, oh yeah.
And there's no getting around that. But the majority of people complain because there's a complaint to be made.
Yes.
So I think it's easier for a third person, i.e. me, to come along and look at that objectively. And that's the luxury that you have, I think.
Yes.
But if you don't have that luxury,
it's hard.
It's very difficult, isn't it? And this is the problem I think a lot of people face.
Yes. And the number of complaints in theory that we have had in the past have been as a result of a person's quality of work.
And I think as well, just going off on another tangent, sorry, but that comes down to communication and customer expectation. So a lot of complaints can be prevented at source.
Yes.
By effective communication and managing their expectations and full and thorough explanations at the time of take-in.
Yes. Mm. And also with work, the quality of work affects the amount of complaints that you have.
Yeah, well, that is definitely true, isn't it?
If you can get rid of the source of the amount of complaints that come in, you've negotiated one avenue and you can put that to one side.
Yeah, I do think we're always going to have complaints, aren't we? Because we're not we're not in an ideal world, so it's always going to happen.
Perfect. Obviously, if you're within a team of people, you can have one person that is the complaints manager.
And I think that's very important.
Within a team. But if you're on your own and you're working as Jane Jones Jewelers, you are Jane Jones, you are the only person within that business. How do you handle complaints? How do you handle the complaints?
It can be upsetting,
objectively. Yeah. Someone comes to you personally and says, I'm not happy with this, I'm not happy with that. You can and you will take it very personally. So I think you do have to have a procedure in place.
The way I see it, there are three levels of opportunities to resolve an issue.
Yeah.
And that's comments.
Comments, yeah.
At the base.
Yeah.
The next level is a concern, and the top level is a complaint. So if somebody gives you a negative comment, as upsetting as that is, you need to look at it and say, can I learn anything from this? Is there any truth in it? I mean, some people are just mean, aren't they? Let's be fair. So you can just ignore them. But if it's something that you can do which doesn't cause you too much work or drama, then but makes everything else better, then it's probably worth doing.
Absolutely. Yeah.
A comment could turn into a concern, which is, I suppose, something that somebody doesn't like about your business or what you're doing. And ultimately, if that's not resolved, it becomes a complaint, doesn't it? Yes. And that's what you want to completely avoid.
Yes. You need to cut it off low down.
Yes.
Before it gets to a complaint.
Yes. So the objective is to keep everything as low down as possible. So really, really read your comments. But that's where the At The Bench community is great.
So we do ask for comments on everything that we do.
Yeah.
And those comments help us become better.
Yeah, we don't really take it, or we try not to take it personally. I mean, some people are mean, and we get over it. It's fine. Yeah,
but we do what we can to address those comments.
Yeah,
don't we?
Yes, but yeah, that's the objective, isn't it? To kind of cut it off as low down that scale as you can. So if you're on your own, if you work on your own,
hard.
Yeah,
isn't it?
This is where you need a robust procedure and policy, I suppose. And that's what's going to help you to manage anything that comes at you.
And ideally, you need to write this down so you understand.
Definitely, you need to write it down.
You can then work through it step by step.
Yeah. So I would advise putting something together. Perhaps we can put a template together.
Quite simple.
Yeah, we could put a template together with a kind of like industry standard, which is I would probably have some sort of form. So when a customer or a client comes to you with a concern or a complaint or an issue, the most important thing is to actively listen.
Oh, yes.
So if they do the complaint in person or make the complaint in person, you've got this form, you can fill it in, they can fill it in. Don't challenge them.
No, you must understand.
And this is where you fall down.
I do. Don't challenge them. I do take things very
personally.
Because
you just need to listen at this stage. You just need to listen to everything that they're saying and record it if you can. And then I suppose in one respect, sometimes that's enough to diffuse the issue because they feel like somebody's listened.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that the hardest
thing
is...
And not disagreed.
The hardest thing is not to interrupt. It's take a step back, bite your lip and go, I'm going to listen to what you have to say. Whether you disagree with what they're saying, you've got to listen because a lot of the time they want to get it off their chest, what they want to say.
Yeah.
And if you start to interrupt or argue or anything that's negative towards what they're saying, they then will get louder, they will get more angry, annoyed at you.
Don't forget, more people won't complain to you. Will go out into the world, slag you off to their family, friends, anyone who will listen. There are more people like that than people who will come to you and make a complaint or a concern.
Yes.
And that's important to remember. So these people are the people you're going to learn a lot from and they're giving you the opportunity to put it right.
Exactly.
So that's really important and quite significant.
Yes. So listen, understand what they're saying.
So that's step one of your procedure and policy, I suppose. Yes. Yeah.
Which is hard for me.
Yeah.
Step one. If I'm finding step one hard, goodness me, what comes next?
Okay. Step two, I would say, is the time frame in which you're going to respond. So whether that's, I don't know, 5 working days, 6 working days, I don't know, whatever the, I suppose it depends on the complaint. I don't know, or your policy, yeah. It would be written into your policy, ideally.
If it's something that you can do personally, you can get it done very quickly.
Well, the quicker you can resolve it, the better, because that could easily prevent a concern becoming a complaint and yes. snowballing, because the more you have to wait, the more irritated you become, and then it gets worse, doesn't yes. it? So, yes.
So if you can do it personally yourself, do it straight away. If you have to rely on a third party, try and stress to them the importance of what you've got so they can resolve it and they can come back to you to come back to your customer.
Yeah.
Ooh, I'm getting a bit sweaty palmed here now regarding this. so what's next? Okay, so what can we do then? We want to get this resolved quickly.
Well, this is where we divide, because you would say to a customer or used to say to a customer or client, what do you want me to do?
Yeah, how can I put this right for you?
I don't know whether... I've never said that to a patient, customer or client, ever.
Sometimes they just want something done and you go, yeah, of course, no problem, I'll do that. And it's less than what I was going to be prepared to do. That is not necessarily the right way of doing things.
But is there a right way of doing things?
I don't know.
Have to be led by the person that you're working with as well, don't you? That's not, I mean, I don't mean me, I mean your client.
Yeah.
But I would probably do the absolute most I can do to put things right.
Yeah, yeah.
And hopefully that's enough. And, you know, if that exceeds their expectations, then even better.
Yes.
And you've hopefully delighted your client and then they become a raving fan. And isn't that great if you can do that?
You can turn it around.
But what I don't want to do is get into a negotiation situation with somebody who's complaining. And that's
hard.
That's why I think I would come in with my absolute best.
Yes, even if it costs you money. Which
well,
obviously
yeah.
is going
and
to,
this is where
it?
You get cross with me because
because it's not necessarily you going to do it, it's me going to do it. And I can, there's been a couple of times when there has been a complaint and you've dealt with it and I'm going, oh, what?
Don't let Louise out there.
What? Really?
Have
I got to that? And then whilst I'm attempting to put it right, and usually it's not me who's done that particular job, it was somebody else, but that's another story. I'm looking at it and my mind's going over and over and I'm thinking, actually, yes, you have got a valid point, Louise. Yes, it's exceeding the customer's expectations. And because of what we're doing, they're going to be delighted with the outcome. And I think I think you have this ability of listening to customers, the clients who come in, who do have a comment or a complaint, and you understand. And I think it's understanding their complaint as well, because understanding their complaint is not necessarily agreeing with their complaint. And you say, yeah, I apologize. Yeah, I can see that there may be a problem. I understand this must be frustrating for you, because perhaps we've done some new claws on the ring. And a lot of the times we put new claws, we re-tip and so forth, and maybe one may have lifted.
I think I know the one you're talking about.
And
that
say,
lady,
yeah,
she kept saying to me, I'm sorry to complain. And I kept saying, don't be sorry to complain. You're complaining because there's
it's
a problem.
Right.
And I'm glad that you're telling me that you don't think it's right, because otherwise I don't know.
Yes.
And
sometimes
these people are your absolute best friends.
Absolutely. And
I make them cups of tea. I don't. Andrew does. So I'm having a cup. Andrew's making it. Do you want one?
So you say, yeah, I understand. Yeah, I can see you must be frustrated with this. And this particular item, we tried to do some re-tips on a setting, that the setting was really so worn that the tips were not substantial enough. The ground, the basis that we were putting the tips on, was so weak. I think the lady came back twice. We put claws on them. They caught, they came off. And I said, you know what? The easiest thing to do is going to replace that setting. And we replaced the whole setting of this princess cut diamond at our expense. But the quality of that setting and the finished job far exceeded what we could have done by building upon that existing setting.
She was absolutely over the moon with it. In fact, she picked it up in the morning, and that afternoon she came back. So that was the third time that she'd come. And honestly, and I went, right, she walked in and I went, oh, I thought, oh my God. But I did a kind of like half weak smile. And she said, it's okay, there's nothing wrong. I've just come back to do some shopping. Oh. And then she did a little bit of Christmas shopping here.
Exactly. So it did cost us more than what.
But I've got a happy customer who comes back and returns. And I haven't got somebody who goes off. And isn't that great?
And I think that exceeded her expectations. 100%. We've replaced that setting for her. So it's so secure, so safe. And it's not going to catch.
And it's the trust issue. And I think that's a massive thing as well, is the fact that your customer, your client has to trust you.
Yes.
And if you're just going to argue with them.
Yes.
And disagree with them.
Oh, you can't do that.
Then, no. I mean, I'm not saying the customer's always right. I'm not saying that.
No.
Let's explore that, actually. What if your customer isn't right? What do we do then? Let's talk about that, because that's interesting. We've talked about complaints that, oh, yes, I can see a complaint, Mrs. Jones. Okay, let's put it right for you. What if you've got somebody who isn't? In fact, I can think of an example, Andrew. But
go on then.
We had a client who brought in a ring for a resize, a white gold ring, diamond ring. And we resized it for her. We agreed on the price, as we always do in the take-in.
Yep.
She came back.
She knew the price.
She came back. She picked up the ring. Lovely, gorgeous, happy as Larry. Off she went with the ring.
Yes.
Paid the price that she agreed to pay.
Yes.
A day later, she contacted us and she said that she'd overpaid.
Yes.
Do you remember that one? Mm. Do you remember?
Oof, yeah. I remember that one.
And I just... She'd got a quote from another jeweller... who she kept referring to. And we kind of said, well, we agreed on a price. We told you the price and you were happy with the price. So and you've paid it. So yes. I don't really know. So we kind of went nowhere with it. And the worst thing was you were the first person that she encountered with the complaint.
And I really did keep my cool.
Well, yes, you did. You were very good. And she was kept referring to this other jeweler who'd said that he would do it
cheaper.
Yeah. And we were saying, yet it's been done, so we can't do it cheaper because we've already done it. So it was kind of like, I don't really know what we could. I think she wanted to be refunded the difference, even though she'd agreed to pay the price in the first place.
She did. She said that.
Yeah, she wanted the refund. And I think she wanted to come back, actually. I'm remembering it now. She wanted to come back to have the ring replated.
Hmm.
And in the end, we said, we aren't going to refund you anything because you paid the agreed price.
Yes.
But we will pay for you to take it to your other jeweller to have it replated.
Yes.
I.e. saying, well, this relationship's broken down.
Mm.
And that's what we did. And we haven't seen her since, sadly, because, I mean, obviously we would have liked to have.
Of course.
But there was and it's important to know when the relationship breaks down so much that there's kind of like no way forward. And that's how we resolved that. I mean, the customer's gone.
Yes.
And probably won't come back.
Yes.
But I think that was kind of what we were saying to her, was we will pay for you to take the ring elsewhere and have the work done elsewhere. Which, I don't know, now I'm saying that out loud, kind of feels like we've transferred the problem. But, I mean, certainly for us, we couldn't make her happy, could we?
No, because no matter what we said,
yeah,
I kept saying, I'm sorry, but I don't know who this jeweller is. And I said, there will always be somebody out there who will be cheaper.
Yeah.
So I'm
And the
not...
point was, she agreed to pay the price. And
she was happy to pay that
price.
Yeah,
she was happy with it. So, yes, anyway, so we did give her the money, didn't we, for her to have it replaced elsewhere. And she did. And
condition that she didn't come back.
Did you say that?
Not in so many words.
It's difficult, isn't it?
But we say, if we give you the money back, or they give you the money to have the ring repainted, that ring is not now our responsibility.
Mm.
I didn't say it so harshly as that.
No, and I think that's fair. I think, if you're happy to take it somewhere else, we will pay for you to have it done.
And at the end of the day, you realise then that you've done as much as you possibly can. You explain to the customer what they have agreed. They were happy with whatever that they agreed with. And no matter what you do then, you cannot really keep that relationship.
Yeah.
But what you have done, you have diffused any arguments. So should anything transpire on social media, you can turn around and say, well, actually, we gave you the money to have that ring replated elsewhere.
And the most important thing was that she did leave feeling like it was resolved and as happy as she could have felt, I think.
Yes.
Actually, you've made an interesting point there. I would like to touch on social media complaints and comments, because that's another thing that can be quite upsetting. People can be unkind and very hurtful.
Yes.
So how do you, I mean, personally, delete, delete, delete. That's the way I see it. If somebody's, I mean, unless it's something of value or something that you can learn, if somebody's just being unkind.
But you can put on social media, you can actually put words that you do not want to have in comments.
Yes. Yeah. We did that in the dental practice I worked in. So I was social media manager there. And I think it was comments like, butcher. No, because people do. That's what they say. That's what they always say. Yeah.
Yes.
You knee can, on you my can, chest, yes. Things like that. No, but these were things that people said. So these were the words that we banned.
Yes.
And profanities, obviously.
Yes. And I think, profanities. Mm. That's another thing I want to very quickly touch on. If somebody is really threatening you, you don't have to put up with it.
Yeah.
You can turn around and you can actually remove them from the premises or ask them to leave, because you are within right. No one wants to be threatened or abused. And you, if you're on the phone and someone starts to swear at you, you can easily and quickly say, I'm sorry, but due to your attitude, I am discontinuing this conversation as well. So that's something, sorry, but that's beside the point.
You've just reminded me of another good point, actually. And you've said about conversations.
Yes.
And don't be afraid to pick up the phone if you've got somebody's telephone number. In a complaints management situation, it's if you're online based.
Yes.
It's easy to get into an email or messenger style dialogue, isn't it? But you can pick up the phone. You can talk to somebody. And actually that is easier sometimes and builds rapport. And if you can actually speak to a person who sounds like they care, because you do care, then a lot of the time that's got to be better and resolve the complaint or the concern quicker.
Because messages on social media can be taken the wrong way, because there is no tone, there is no personality within a sentence, two sentences that you read out. But if you talk to that person, they can hear the sound that you are sympathetic. It makes life so much easier.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Another thing.
Yeah. Another thing we've done is send people vouchers for little discounts on our jewellery shop on the website.
Yeah.
Give them a little code. I don't know if something's perhaps gone out of stock that shouldn't have been out of stock and they're disappointed. And then we'll say, use this code and get 20% off.
Or we'll send you an item that's of greater value.
Yeah, we've done that. But little things like that. And anything that kind of like entices them to come back. So a discount is a good way to do that, isn't it?
Yeah. Because we had a complaint, didn't we? Or I basically complained at a restaurant.
Yes, you did.
because there was an advert on social media offering a special offer.
Mm-hmm.
And we went into this restaurant and we had what we wanted to have. I'll be very careful because I don't want anyone listening to know. And we were not informed that there was a special offer available. It was basically, you have a glass of wine free with your meal or a dessert. And that was it. So we went in and asked for two house wines with our main meal. We were not informed that, there's a special offer. You have them free if they're small and they're house white or house red. We were not informed of that. Then the waitress came around, I called the waitress, and she said, we'd like dessert. We were not told that the dessert could have been free or the wine could have been free. So we were not informed of that. I made a complaint and said we were not told that there was a special offer, and the fact that we ordered wine and they came back with, they say, but you must have ordered something else. No, we ordered the house, which is what was the special offer. And we were asked, do we want dessert? And not at one point did we said, well, dessert is free. And then we were told that it was our fault because we didn't order or ask for the right thing, but we were never informed. They've turned a complaint into my fault. It's my fault. And you said, well, do you know what? If that was me, this is what I would have done. And what would you have done, Louise?
I would have probably said, well, certainly said.
Because we weren't a one-off. We were going there every week.
I would have said, awfully sorry this happened. I don't know. There's two large glasses of house wine here for you next time you visit.
Yes.
And that probably is not a huge cost.
Not at all.
Yes. I mean, I feel a bit like the complaint wasn't resolved.
No.
And I still love the restaurant.
Yes.
But I feel like I can't go back now because the complaint wasn't resolved. Had the complaint been resolved...
Mm. Oh, can you imagine?
Yeah, I'd be there now.
Goes back to, we replaced a setting for this client at our expense. And we made nothing. It may have even cost us. But as a result, she came back and she did her Christmas shopping. But
it was her engagement ring.
Was.
She was so sad that it wasn't right. And I couldn't bear to see her look so sad. And she wasn't. Anyway, go on. Sorry.
But as a result of us complaining to that restaurant, they did not handle that complaint correctly.
Mm.
They still made it out that they were right and I was wrong. And as a result, we will not be going back there, at least for the immediate future.
And you're not bitter about it, are you, love?
No, not at all.
Anyway, so I guess to wrap up,
you sometimes do have to go out of your way to put things right for the customer.
But you will feel all the better for it, because if you can resolve a complaint,
yes,
and delight your customer,
yes,
you turn a complainant into a raving fan.
Absolutely.
And you can do that, because we don't manage it all of the time, but some of the time you manage it. And it's the most amazing feeling. So don't be afraid of complaints and concerns. Don't shy away from them.
No.
Own them and
no one likes.
And be inspired and be empowered by them. Learn from them and put them on file and shout them from the rooftops and everybody can learn.
And exceed expectations and make that complainant into your best customer, your most loyal customer.
Yeah.
And
you can do it.
Do what you possibly can to do it. Initially, no one likes to have a complaint regarding the item that they've sold or the item that they've made. No one likes it. But you can learn from this and understand. So next time you have a very similar scenario coming in, you know, I did it last time. I got a complaint. But this is what I'm going to do to avoid something like that happening again.
Yeah.
And then it takes guts. To say, hands up in the air, I am wrong. And this is what I'm going to do to put it right.
A complainant is your friend because they're giving you the opportunity to put things right.
They are.
That's the way I think is you got to look at it. That's the positive way to look at it.
It is. As hard as it seems, it is an attempt to put things right.
And they want
customer.
You to put things right. That's why they're reaching out to you.
Of course. So the main thing is to listen to what they're saying and do what you possibly can to exceed their expectations.
Yes, absolutely.
Let us know if you've had any complaints, any problems. How have you dealt with the customer? Have you gone above and beyond?
Have you had a particularly successful complaints resolution? What did you do? We'd love to know. We can all learn from these experiences.
We can all learn, can't we? Yes. So please do get in touch with us the usual ways via social media. Or if you want to email Louise, you can do. Louise@andrewberry.co.uk. Thanks for listening.